Hello, Podlers. Coming up, if you're a huge Bob Dylan fan, then maybe this isn't the podcast for you.
But you kind of gotta have to start the war. But now the cats bark and the dogs go moo. And the man in the White House goes cock-a-doodle-doo.
Sorry, Bob. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's get into the ink tank, shall we? Give you a chance to win some merchandise. We're not going to be doing this for very long. These are now very much limited edition, so you can store them away in a shoebox and show them to your great-grandkids one day if you like, or you can put them all over your body now. What am I talking about? I'm talking about temporary tattoos of the show logo. Yes, I am. Now, to win them, you need to enter the ink tank, and effectively what that is a clip from yesterday's show with a tattooist needle gun all over a key part. Identify what lies beneath, and the tats are yours. So this clip comes from Matt Dyson trying to match five words with listener Dale on five words, five grand. It was his penultimate word. It did not go well, but listen very carefully. What's the first word that comes to mind, Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
When I say lunch.
Time.
Oh.
Lunch time.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's absolutely
lunch
fine.
Dinner.
No.
Lunch,
keep going.
Lunch.
So, what was Matt Dyson's final failed guess for the word lunch? Was it A, lunch, a bulls, or B, lunch, Money Lewis? So it's A for lunch, a bulls, B for lunch, Money Lewis. Your names and your answers, A or B, to 81215. That is 81215. Text right now, as I say, just your name and then A for Lunchables, B for Lunch Money Lewis. What did Matt Dyson say on five words, five grand yesterday?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's give away some temporary tats, shall we? And joining us on line one is Nat. Good morning, Nat.
Hello, Dave. Hi, team.
Hi, Nat.
How you doing today?
I'm fine. This is a bit of a surprise.
Okay, well, it's lovely having you on air. Thanks for taking our call at 6:45 in the morning. You must really want those temporary tattoos. This is the penultimate giveaway. So if you win them, what are you going to do? You're going to just plaster them all over your forehead? You're going to keep them as a bit of a collector's item? You're going to try and shift them on eBay? What are you going to do with them?
Do you know what, Dave? I did give it some thought, but then I got told that it's the penultimate, not the ultimate, the end of it. So I thought maybe I'll just give them to my 8-year-old beau and let her stick them on herself.
Oh,
so I'm not that cool for tattoos.
Oh, I love that. So you're going to give them to your 8-year-old daughter, beau. That's the coolest mum in town, isn't it, right there? Okay. Well, all that stands in the way of beau and her inheritance is the answer to this question. Matt Dyson was having a stab at what word could possibly come after lunch yesterday on five words, five grand. He failed to match five words with Dale. This is what went down. What's the first word that comes to mind, Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
When I say lunch.
Time.
Oh.
Lunch time.
Yeah, it's good, man. It's absolutely
lunch
fine.
Dinner.
No.
Lunch,
keep going.
Lunch.
So, Nat, lunch. A balls?
Lunchables.
Lunch Money Lewis. Okay, Lunchables. Lunchables is the correct answer, Nat. Well done. Send our love to beau. Thanks for tuning into the show so early on the main station. We'll speak to you again real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As promised, we're about to have the social ammunition with Glenn Moore. With Glenn Moore, Dave? What? Yeah, that's right. Matt Dyson is off. And part of being off, he's going to do the school run with Maggie and Ted, two of his kids, because obviously Bess is big enough now to make her own way to school. I am requesting that he tries out his Snape impression whilst on the school run with the two kids.
Yes.
We're hoping to get that live on air a little bit later on for you. Or maybe, if he's not feeling too brave, just a voice note. But we will get Matt Dyson's Snape impression in front of his two kids on the school run at some point this morning, I assure you. But right now, well, let's get down to business, shall we? Glenn, What's going on out there?
Well, we start with the big news, of course, that Emily in Paris has been renewed for season 5, which has got Ari on Twitter asking the question, when does her visa expire? She's been living there for half a decade.
The Home Office been looking into this.
Yeah. Emily deported back to America. Severina Cutts on Twitter has come up with what I think is a great suggested movie franchise for what is a standalone movie but should have a number of sequels. Visa suggested sequels for Interview with the Vampire. The sequel, Second Round Interview with the Vampire. Zoom Interview with the Team with the Vampire. And the fourth, we've decided to pursue another candidate, but we'll keep you in mind if future positions open up with the Vampire. Now, next on the list, do either of you use Duolingo, the language learning app?
No, I've not used it.
Right, okay.
I've been tempted.
Now, it has a cute owl mascot, a green owl. I'm saying this as a colourblind person. I assume a green owl. It might just be a regular coloured owl mascot. And so the logo on your iPhone or Android is just a zoomed-in picture of the owl's happy face.
Yeah.
However, in the last month, a number of Twitter users have been so perturbed by what's happened that the American magazine Forbes has done an article about it, and Duolingo has had to release a statement.
Wow.
Because what Duolingo has done to get you to learn your lessons, if you haven't done your lessons for the day, the logo, the icon changes on your phone from the happy owl to a drastically sick owl.
No!
It looks horrible. I thought my phone was haunted when I looked at it the other day. This is how Forbes, the American magazine that's been running since 1917, has been described it. A wad of snot now drips from the owl's beak. The lid on his reddened left eye droops and his sweaty face looks like it's melting from fever. Now, what Duolingo hoped would happen is this would make people do their lessons, but for a lot of people, including myself, I've just deleted the app.
Yeah.
I don't want to see a very ill owl.
Yeah, just shaking on the train going,
Duolingo have actually had to release a statement about it. They've said Duo is quite literally sick of reminding everyone to do their lessons, but don't worry, his symptoms aren't contagious as long as learners keep their streaks going. It's like, I'd like to hope his symptoms aren't contagious. It'd be so embarrassing to have to call in sick and say, sorry, I've got a cold from the Duolingo owl.
I saw someone posted on X the other day about, why don't Duolingo just do like, I'm off to Italy in 2 days. Just hit me up with the basics.
Yeah.
I don't need to know a rich backstory in Italian. I just need to know how I asked for the bill.
Oh, I keep getting stuff like my grandmother's got a boyfriend. When's that going to come up conversationally in Berlin? And also, the owl has got no right to be teaching us to learn languages when an owl can't speak any languages in the first place. Or so I thought. This made me do a deep dive.
Okay.
And I've realised that actually we think owls just say twit twoo. No, in other languages, owls say different things. I went on omniglot.com, the language learning website. In Armenian, owls say boo-boo. In Indonesian, they say cook-cook. And in Bulgarian, they just say boo. That's how you write it down. And finally, we're all learning a lot.
We are!
How about some There I Ruined It, the song mashup Masters on Instagram. This is what Bob Dylan sounds like to people who aren't fans of Bob Dylan. Have a listen to this.
Okay.
Once upon a time at the Five and Dime, there was a porcupine under my behind. It felt good. Blowing in the wind with a bobby pin at the drive-ins, have a gum of zipper jam. Morning wood.
I prefer it.
That was a
Ben Bowles gonna be livid. Yeah.
Something about you kinda gotta have to stop the war.
He's my favourite singer whose songs you listen to, then have to Google the lyrics afterwards to know what the song was about.
Oh yes, deep meaning, yeah.
Yeah,
get
absolutely.
It. No, get
anyway,
it, yeah.
You'll be talking about it later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
$5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, a game of 5 words, $5,000. Can one listener match 5 words with a member of the team and secure £5,000? I sure do hope so. And joining us right now, we have John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dave and the team. How are you guys?
Very good, thanks, John. Great having you on. John loves a bit of absolute 80s, also loves a bit of absolute radio 90s, and has scored 3 out of 5 in the past. So, John, Matt Dyson's not here today. You've got Anna or Glenn as your possibilities on a free choice. Who would you rather have?
Let's go for Anna.
You're going to go for Anna. Well, let's spin the...
I'm going to go for Anna.
OK, I'm going to spin the random player generator and we'll find out who you have.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Victory, John. Well done to you. So, Anna, would you kindly leave the studios, please?
Good luck, John.
Here's your walkout music.
Come on, Anna, we're going to do this.
God bless the
Plot Hole Princess. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. John, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because in about 7 minutes' time, I'm going to let Anna Geary back into the studio and I'm going to present her with the exact same five words. And if she gives the same answer as you, well, we can press transfer on £5,000. That's five words, five grand, and this is your first word today. T-T-E-A. T.
Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah. Fire. F-I-R-E. Fire.
Fire. Extinguisher.
Nice.
Keep them like this.
No. Foot.
Foot. Mouth.
That's all right.
Yeah. Garden.
Furniture.
And finally, John, the fifth word is sand. S-A-N-D. Sand.
Castle.
Yeah.
Goodness me, John.
Good set.
That is, isn't it, Method Man? Mm. Yes. John, well handled. You should be very proud of that.
Thank you.
But now, unfortunately, it's all about Anna Geary and what she's going to say. No, Anna is very good at this, very accomplished, has won the money in the past, and guess what? She's in play next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Anna Geary is back in the studio. Harry Potter. Only we were learning Voldemort. What have I done? John is still on line one. John, we've got everything crossed for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm not giving anything away here. I never do. But John has given a set of answers to be proud of.
Okay. I will do my best.
Anna, I believe in you. I'm dyslexic. We're going to do this for the Dyslexic Society. We're changing the world. And we'll be the only dyslexic one to do well at a word game.
Okay, John, that's... Have you got
no
that?
Pressure.
Okay.
No pressure.
A rousing speech from John there. The first word this morning is T. T-E-A. T.
Coffee.
Correct. Fire.
Water.
Oh. Extinguisher.
Oh, no.
Sorry, John. As
no
I say,
problem.
You gave a great set and there's nothing wrong with fire, water. What have you got for foot?
Massage.
Mouth. Yeah. Garden.
Path.
Oh. Furniture. Sand.
Paper.
Castle.
Oh, no.
John, it was lovely having you on the show. It was a great set of answers. You did yourself proud. You really did. And thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
No problem. Take care.
Nice one. Cheers, John. All the best to you as well. So that means it is 1 out of 5, despite all of those answers being fine. They just did not match up, which means we go again tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, Dave. I need to hand in my cool badge, says Elaine. I was waiting for the daily Make Me A Winner call when the phone rang. I picked up immediately and screamed, "Make me a winner!" At which point, my consultant said, "Well, I can't make you a winner, but I do have your test results."
Oh, my no. God.
I was mortified, from Elaine, but
fine. Morning, everyone. Handing in my cool badge today. I work for a well-known supermarket home delivery service. Whilst on the road, if we see another home delivery van, whichever supermarket they are from, we give a little wave or a flash of our lights to each other. Isn't that nice to know?
I thought it would be like badge. Turf wars, you know? Yeah. They'd actually take each other on and go, that's Waitrose over there. Keep your head down.
Whilst driving the other day, I saw a Sainsbury's van, so I flashed my lights and waved enthusiastically at the driver. The driver looked confused as we passed each other. Yes, I was in my own car. Please accept my cool badge. That's from Craig. I love that, Craig. Dave, team, it is cool badge time, says John in London. I went to Urban Outfitters at the weekend. I'm 36, so already I have no business being in there. It was then that I noticed a lot of dust on the bare concrete surfaces. I turned to my wife and said, for their flagship store, you think they would give it a dust every now and again.
Oh, no one said flagship in just regular conversation. <have they?
laughs> It's double cool badge, John. Glenn is right. Thank you to John. Thank you to Craig and Elaine.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, how fitting that on Cool Badge Day, Matt should be absent from the studio. Part of that is he is doing the school run. And I have insisted that he tests out his Snape impression ahead of the Great British Snape Off next week on two of his kids. So Maggie and Ted have listened to him attempt a Snape. He has sent us not one, but two voice notes. They came in during that last song. I'm going to play them in full in about 15 minutes' time, but I've not heard them yet. I've got to. Should we just have a little preview? Can we have
a
little
preview?
Okay, would you like impression one or impression two?
Start from the top.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Here we go. Just a little, just to whet the appetite. Here we go.
Potter.
Oh, gosh. Okay. It's going to be good, isn't it? Let's have one more little listen.
Potter. Turn to boot.
Scottish Snape.
Oh, I love it. As I say, we've got one and two to share with you in about 10 minutes' time. Glenn, let me ask you, would you like to hand in the badge this week? Feels good to hand in a badge. We've established that.
It does, but not when it's this. So the context for this, and I'll explain this in a moment, is a promoter got in touch with me recently, a guy who runs a stand-up comedy night, and he was like, are you still good for the gig in November? And I thought, I have no recollection of this gig in November. And I started going through the WhatsApp, started going through my emails. I was like, I don't remember ever being booked for this. Now, separately to this, me and my wife Katie were settling down to watch TV for the evening, and Netflix wasn't working on our TV. And she went, oh, I tell you what, why don't we just screencast it from your phone, and then it just goes, you know, and then whatever's on your phone just broadcasts on the TV. And I said, perfect. And I pressed the screencast button, and Google came up on the TV, and my wife saw that the most recent Google search I'd done was the words Glenn Moore. And so my wife thinks that I'm a sort of person who Googles myself. Now, the reality was I was trying to see if I was like listed on any comedy lineup in November. No, but all she thought was just I always go, let's see what the public are saying.
Sarah Jane's the opposite. She'll go like, have you not Googled yourself today? You've not found time to do that. That's my cool badge. Anna Geary, what about you? Would you like to hand in the badge? Not do you Google yourself. Although, do you Google yourself?
I mean, I've been known to Google myself.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, I just like
all good
to
things,
see.
I hope.
Well, no, but that's a story for a different day.
Right, OK.
Yeah, I can hand in my cool badge.
OK, it feels good to hand in the cool badge. Don't forget that.
At the weekend, my choir leader basically...
Is that it? Oh, no, sorry. No, sorry.
Yeah, that's half the cool badge.
You have a choir leader? Yeah, give me the badge.
She sent this WhatsApp because we've got a 70s cabaret coming up in October.
Is that the badge? No,
No,
okay.
But calm yourself.
Moving the goalposts.
So she sends this WhatsApp saying, reply with which artist you want to be and which song you want to do is first come, first serve.
Oh.
Guess who was first in there?
Yeah. You were in there.
Can I
hazard a guess as to who you want to be?
Go on.
You want to be friend of the show Dolly Parton, don't you?
I do want to be Dolly Parton.
Which one are you going to do?
I'm going to do Here You Come Again.
Right, so is it nailed on because you got your application in like within 20 seconds of it landing in your inbox?
Yeah, so
I don't have to go through clearing like everyone else.
No, I've already ordered my outfit, so it's too late now.
Outfit?
Yeah, I've got to be Dolly.
Oh, so this is now stars in your eyes.
I think that's a triple badge story.
Yeah.
Well done. Bravo, Anagiri.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The big tiles event is now on at Wix. Give your home a modern look for less with Wix Calico Mist Grey Porcelain Tiles. Just £12 per square metre, down from £18. Shop in store or on our app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Did you know that it pays to be connected with Tesco Mobile?
Connected? What, like Bluetooth or Lego? Or when you accidentally...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where late last week... I came cap in hand for good cause. Mm. My daughter is in love with Alan Rickman's character Snape in the Harry Potter movie franchise. She loves Harry Potter. Has she read any of the books? No. Have I read any of the books? No. Have we watched the films 1,000 times? Oh, yes, indeed, we have. And she loves all things Snape, so I thought I would try and conjure a passable Snape, sorry, pardon the pun, and then she'd be really impressed with Daddy. So I enlisted your help, and you did help. I mean, you helped me sound like, to quote the podcast title from last Friday, a pompous, pouting, cat-like Janet Street Porter. So, you know, we needed to do more work. And that's when it struck me that why would I do this on my own when I have a perfect award-winning team of broadcasters around me, and so the Great British Snape Off was born. And the team were thrilled that I dragged them into this.
Yeah.
So we're all basically learning to do our best Snape. So this is what's to come. On Friday, I have lined up a genuine guru, a mentor for us all when it comes to impressions. I cannot wait to reveal who it is. It's going to be a big help. Then we're going to record our best Snapes saying something like this.
Turn to page 394.
Something like that, and I'm going to play them all to my daughter, who is 5 years old, and she's going to decide who's the best. She'll also decide who's in second place, third place, and... last place. Can you say that nowadays? I don't know if you can say that. They all get a medal now, don't they, at sports day? So who's in last place? And that person will have to dress as Snape and go and get us all our breakfast order. So, Matt's not here today. He's done the school run, which is a lovely thing. I made him do his Snape impression and voice note it over to us. So this is with his daughter Maggie and his son Ted. As I said, there were two clips, and this is impression one. I've not listened to these, by the way. I'm hearing for the first time along with you guys. Here we go.
Potter, turn to page 394.
What was that? What is it?
It's Snape from Harry Potter.
That sounds nothing like Snape.
Who does it sound like?
Like you when you're 85.
Oh, boom.
Oh,
poor mate. He gets it here and he gets it at home as well, doesn't he? Oh, OK, that's the first one. This is Matt Snape impression two. It is 15 seconds in duration. Here we go.
Turn to page 394. Okay.
I should point out that was Ted at the end, who is 5 years old as well. So I think basically, team, what we're learning from this, from this school run, is it's not about coming first. It's just about besting Matt, and he's going to have to be dressed as Snape.
We just cannot come last.
We just can't come last. So there's a little more has gone down when it comes to the Great British Snape Off. He couldn't help himself, could he? The hype beast Womble, executive producer Mark, just had to have a go. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
It may inspire us all. Here we go.
Turn to page 394. Turn. Potter. Turn to page 394.
Now, I'm fully aware that you've never heard the hypebeast speak. That's his actual speaking voice. He's not even doing an impression.
I'm calling him sick.
Dave, there is 3 minutes left on the next song. Then you must still make me a winner.
So thank you for that, Mark. Right, and then the other thing, people have been leaving me voice notes. They've been DMing me. So you can DM me on Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta, or, of course, the Absolute Radio page at Absolute Radio, also on Instagram. DM us your voice notes, which is what a listener named Danny did. And it, a great message accompanied it. It said, the Great British Snape Off. Hi, mate. I've got to stay low-key as I'm banned by my girlfriend from doing Snape impressions.
How often was this coming up?
Well, I thought, what an opening gambit. I spent an entire trip to Universal Studios doing my Snape impression and wound her up something chronic. I upset a whole family in the ride queue too. I thought it was pretty good. My tip, do a Kenneth Williams impression in slow motion. You'll thank me later. Please accept my voice note as my submission of assistance. Cheers, mate, from Danny. Who'd like to hear the impression of Alan Rickman that ruined a family holiday to Universal Studios? Here it is.
Right, here you go, mate. Here's my impression. Oh, Harry Potter, go and get Ron Weasley from the bedrooms and do your magic classes. Harry Potter. You see what I mean? I'm shocked that she didn't like it. Yeah. Good day, man.
Well, thank you once again to Mr. Danny there. So I think just from what we've heard, I think Hypebeast Wombles is best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny's is second. Mm. Matt's still very, very much in last place. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Well, the first review of Matt Dyson's attempt at doing Alan Rickman, Severus Snape for the Great British Snape Off is in. If you're just joining us, this is Matt doing it in front of his daughter Maggie on the school run this morning.
Water. Turn to page 394.
What was that?
What do you think of it?
What is it?
A Snape from Harry Potter.
That sounds nothing like Snape.
Who does it sound like?
Like you when you're 85.
Still hurts hearing that. Ouchies for Matt. Now, I know Matt's listening, so he'll be intrigued to know what the people are saying on the text this morning. Yeah. This is anonymous. And it simply says, that sounded like Mr. Bean goes to Hogwarts.
Yes! The Dave Berry Breakfast Show
Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Wednesday morning, and here on The Breakfast Show, that means an opportunity to hand in the cool badge. And back in January of this year, we had a call from a listener named Simon, who wanted to hand in his badge because of something he was doing with Cuppa Soups. Yes, that's right, Cuppa Soups, plural. He was doing this at work. Here's a little reminder of what he told us back in Jan.
Oh, well, I'm actually double bagging the soups to make it twice as thick.
What? He's double bagging Cuppa Soups.
What?
He's dropping two into the mug.
That is madness.
So, does it do what you're hoping it will do? Is it creating a thicker soup? Are you achieving your soupy dreams?
Yeah, it certainly does. Yeah, it's almost like tar, you know.
Surely like the spoon must stand up in it. It's so viscous.
Exactly. I don't need to stir it. It's kind of like just sits there. You know?
Oh, like a tomato-y tar.
Yeah.
Well, Simon's been back in touch today, just now, and he says, morning Dave, morning team. You may remember last winter I handed in my cool badge for double bagging Cuppa Soups. Simon, who could forget? The weather is closing in. So, team, how long do you think I should wait until I double up again? From Simon in Aldershot. Well, to get the ball rolling on this one, Simon, it seems, you know, in certain parts of the country, it's going to be unseasonably warm over the next couple of days. So I think you've got to at least look beyond maybe the next week or two. And if I were you, I'd actually make it like a day, like an occasion. Like, just pick a random day. It's not your birthday. It's not Halloween. It's not Christmas. It's not Easter. Just pick a day, like, but a wintry day, like I don't know, October 15th.
No, it sounds wintry, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, October 15th is Simon's double bagging day. What do we think about that? I mean, does that work? Anna, what do you think?
That works. That's a good time to double bag.
Okay, so October 15th is what we've got at the moment. Simon, Glenn, anything to add?
Well, I've just looked up, October 15th is National Cheese Curd Day. Oh! So you have got some competition there. But as far as I'm concerned, as soon as the months start ending in burr, we are in the depths of winter. September, October, November, December, that's winter for me.
Okay. So we're saying that it's got to be a burr. We're thinking mid-October. Sorry to the cheese curd guys. I know you're going to be livid with this. But it is now Simon and Aldershot's double bagging his cup of soups day. That's when you do it. Make sure you get in touch with us on that day, Simon. We want Mike Cross to you live for the first double bagging of the season. You boy, get me two cup of soups.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. Wednesday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show is done. Thank you ever so much for tuning into it and joining in. And of course, you can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app. Just search Rayo, R-A-Y-O, in your app store. Plus, the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast is about to drop. Its name? Bulgarian Owls Say Boo. Leona Graham's up next. She'll have the tea break trivia plus the details you need to enter today's Make Me a Winner, which could see one of you win £140,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So until then, as always, I urge you to stay safe, but stay entertained. Arrivederci.